tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings, everyone. This is Elf Holly Berry reporting from Sector 1 for SantaUpdate.com on Kringle Radio. Have you ever wondered what happens to Santa's sleigh after he's through with it each year? Santa keeps many of them in an informal museum at the North Pole. Joining me now via live video feed from that special collection is museum curator Elf Captain Matthew Stein. Welcome to Kringle Radio.
It is entirely my pleasure, kind lady. If you cast your eyes north-northeast, you'll see one of our more stylish sleighs.
Oh, it's hot pink! And are those fins in the back?
Ah, you're most perceptive, ma'am. This is from 1959, and it's one of our muscle sleighs.
Wouldn't an engine that size weigh the sleigh down?
We thought of that, so we souped it up. It's got four on the floor, two in the back, and one more out in the street.
Captain, here's a question about the old days. Toys were heavier then and often made of metal and wood. Were the reindeer a little huskier back then to handle the load?
Yes, that's true, but we didn't always use reindeer.
We didn't always use reindeer? We've used reindeer forever, haven't we?
No, ma'am. Reindeer came into the picture later.
Well, what pulled the sleigh in ancient times?
Dragons!
Dragons?
Two dragons in the front and a spare in the back. Very efficient means of propulsion there. Brings new meaning to the term fossil fuel.
Thank you, Captain Matthew Stein of Santa's Aerospace Team, for that live report from Santa's own sleigh museum at the North Pole. This is Elf Holly Berry reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.